are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Let's get to it. So, I'm kind of going on a rant today because I kind of feel like our government right now, our current government, is trying to pull a fast one on us. You know, the antics that they're pulling are just baloney. And it's hard to sit and see what's going on in our country and kind of see, you know, how they're just playing politics, and they're using the black and Mexicans and Latino vote. They're using the lower class families vote, and they really take that for granted because they're really taking it for granted and kind of, you know, taking our votes and then not doing nothing for us. And the reason I say that is because in 2019, the overdose rate in America was at 70,000. 70,000 overdose per year. 2021, I think it's gonna be a lot higher, just because the way these borders are open, the amount of drugs and people that are coming across that border, you know, it's just really putting a threshold on society, and those drugs are gonna get to our streets and to our kids and family members, and you know, and you know, they really don't give any shits about it. So I sit here and I see, you know, what's kind of going on. You know, it's already almost July, and our president hasn't been to the border yet. Our vice president just got to the fucking border to kind of see what's going on. And she really didn't even go to the border. She kind of just went to, you know, some of the holding facilities that are not actually at the border. She didn't go to the worst part of our border where the problem is really at. She kind of went to one of the more controlled areas that doesn't have as much crossings and drugs coming across. And you know, they politicize this, and you know, they're going after, they're trying to create policies and go after our Second Amendment. They're already attacking our First Amendment, allowing Twitter and Facebook and big tech to control what we say and do, and you know, control our elections and control our thought process, and you know, hide the truth, and you know, they already do that and got that under control with big tech. You know, anybody that has a cell phone, that walks around with a cell phone, you know, you look at something on the street and you start getting ads for it, you know, the very same day. So, you know, if that doesn't tell you, you know, how our government is already, you know, already so involved in our lives that they're, you know, It's just a crazy, crazy time. But anyways, you know, they're just not doing, they're just not, like, the, if you look at the core issues of America, what their public, what their focus on is 2024, our next election. They're focused on our next round of votes, the voters, to get in their pocket so that they can lock down the next election. And they throw some money at us. They throw some money at us to keep us quiet for a second. And then they never go after the true problems. They're not even talking about them. They're not even talking about some of our biggest issues in America, like the amount of fentanyl that our young kids and family members are overdosing on every single day. The meth that's coming across, the speedballs that are coming across, the drugs that are coming across, the sex trafficking that's happened, that stuff doesn't get mentioned by our mainstream media and by our government whatsoever. Don't even talk about it. Crime is up. And I kind of feel like this administration, creates problems, and then they try to come up with the solution to fix the problems they created, and to look like the hero. And I'm just kind of fed up with it, because it's just, you know, I see the way they're attacking the Second Amendment. As you know, you see Biden going to the podium, does a whole spill on our gun rights and how he wants to go after the guns and we don't need AR-15s, but yet, you know, our crime rate is at an all-time high. You know, I used to live in Phoenix. I don't live in Phoenix no more. I live in the outer communities in Casa Grande, but so we don't have the kind of traffic or crime that we have that's in Phoenix. But in Phoenix, I work in Phoenix. I'm in the communities in Phoenix, and just the amount of crime that I see in here every single day on our local news is just crazy. It's crazy. There's murders happening every single day, and it's not our legal Second Amendment carrying civilians that are causing these crimes. These are the streets, the thugs, people that are on drugs, that are committing these crimes that are just overwhelming to our officers at the moment. And you know, there's just not enough resources to fix what's going on. And then, and this is happening in every major city in America. The crime rate is up in every major city in America. Luckily, Arizona, you know, has, you know, we have, we're more backed by Republicans here in this state, where our Second Amendment rights ain't really being targeted like some other states. But it's the drugs that are coming through our border here in Arizona are going to hit our streets. They're already hitting our streets. And, you know, I'm hearing about 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds being hooked on this fentanyl shit. And they're just like, it's just as if they just want to wipe out as many generations as they can with this fentanyl. because that's just gonna be a one part to take out, you know, a whole lot of folks in America. On top of that, you mix that with a lot of crime, that's gonna be another part of government issues that's gonna wipe out a lot of folks. COVID's already done it. COVID's already wiped out a lot of folks. And you know, they're just allowing everything to kind of put our numbers down. And you know, I don't think a lot of people are paying attention to that. I think we need to start opening our eyes and realizing how this administration is using your votes, because those votes are powerful, and we put the elected officials there to represent us. And if we need, I mean, I don't feel like this administration is representing any of us. I feel like they got their own interests that they're worried about. They care about your vote. In November, they care about your vote. And in March, they don't give a fuck about you. You know, they already gave you a stimulus check. So you should be good. You're good. I feel like that's how they look at us. And you know, I just see the way that our government kind of politicizes everything, and I'm just kind of like, damn, you know, I feel like they're just not taking care of us like they should be. You know, just seeing the amount of people in my city that are walking around hooked on fentanyl and stuck on unemployment and don't even want to go try to change anything that's going on because this fentanyl is so strong. And it's sad and sickening that our government is just allowing it. Don't give a shit about it. Don't mention it. Don't talk about it. They just throw a little bit of money at us and keep us quiet. And I think as a society, we got to kind of speak up on this shit and kind of put our foot down and stop voting for these real white racists that are, you know, really backed by the KKK and really, you know, have a history of racism. Because a lot of people talk about Donald Trump being racist. You got to look at your president that you're voting for. You got to look at the history of your president that you voted for. And if you want a little bit of help with that, go follow Judge Joe Brown. Very, very smart, knowledgeable guy. And you know, you'll get some truth out of him about your president. At least I feel like, you know. And then you go do some history, your history check, you'll find out how racist Joe Biden really is. But you know, I just kind of wanted to get that off my chest, kind of seeing how the way, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, is at the border now only because Donald Trump is going to go there this week, this upcoming week. And you know, there was no word of her going to the border until she heard Trump was going to be there. And it's kind of like, you know, everything's a show with these people, you know. And it's kind of, you know, they're not on our channel, on the channel that we watch. You know, they're on their own channels with their own backing, and they don't really give a fuck about any of us until it's time to vote. And then when it's time to vote, then, you know, then they're pointing fingers at who's racist, and you know, and it's just, you know, the stuff that they're pushing, the agenda that they're pushing onto our kids and onto our youth, you know, gay pride everywhere. Like, if you're gay, great for you. Good for you. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're happy. but I don't want gay pride being pushed on my kids. I don't want, critical race theory being pushed on my kids, because in my house, I teach my kids that not to look at other kids or people for their color, but for their character. And that's something that I install in my kids in my own house. And that's never been a problem in my household. And because when you teach your kids love, you don't have that kind of problem. And so I don't need schools and government trying to teach my kid what they need to be learning when I can teach that myself. And you know, you see how they, what I don't understand is how they take God out of schools, out of elementary schools, and they don't, you know, there's no, they try to take God out of schools as much as they can, the word God, the meaning of God, but critical race theory and gay pride can be all in the schools and, you know, in my kids' heads, and you know, like, I don't need my kids learning that from the schools or from any of that, because I teach my kids what they need to know in life as far as values and respect and loving everybody and being non-judgmental. That's stuff that I teach, so I don't need the government teaching that. What I need the government doing is focusing on this drug pandemic that we're in, so that my kids don't ever get pressured into using something off these streets that can get them hooked. Like, so many of people that we know and love are already hooked. That's what I need our government doing. So, you know, I just wanted to get that off my chest. You know, it's just kind of been bugging me. Every time I get in my car and go somewhere, you know, I'm seeing more and more young people hooked on these fentanyl pills and this meth. And you know, I don't see them getting the proper help that they need out there. And I don't see that a concern on the government's agenda to help tackle and help fix. And I think we need to see more of that. I think everybody that's in behavior health and that works in the substance abuse field, I think they all need some kind of grant funding given towards them so that they can help out more and, you know, provide a lot more resources for these folks that are on these streets, a lot more outreach, a lot more shelters being opened up, and a lot more funding for these people that are hooked on this poison that the government's allowing to come across the border by the dozens, by, you know, and it's almost like it's in the government's plan, because they don't ever talk about how they're gonna fix that issue, but they're focused on guns that, you know, any legal gun owner knows that they're not the problem. Any law-abiding citizen that owns a gun is not the problem. The problem with our gun issues is gang activity, suicides, and theft in our you know, between those things. That's more of a problem than our Second Amendment rights trying to be upheld. And I wish Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I wish they focused a lot more on that problem and on this drug problem than, you know, trying to look good for the cameras and with their outlandish policies and just that's the stuff they need to focus on. And us as Americans, we need to stop throwing our votes away to these people, because they really don't give a fuck about us when it comes to, you know, our future, our kids' futures. You know, we don't need our kids learning about critical race theories. That can be taught in our house. We don't need our kids being taught that poison. And what we need is our kids being educated more on these drugs that are gonna be in their schools one day, if it's not already in their schools. These drugs that are flooding our community, and the importance of saying no, and you know, that stuff, that's also stuff that I teach in my home. But at the same time, they're gonna always get influenced by other people. And you know, I see the way that you know, this fentanyl works, and I see the people that are getting hooked on this fentanyl, and then you know, they're having kids, and if they don't break that cycle, their kids are gonna get hooked on this fentanyl, and those kids are gonna make up our society one day. Those kids are our future, and we need to focus on giving these folks help before it's too late, before we end up finding our sons and daughters, cousins, brothers, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, husbands, wives on this stuff, on this poison. Because I'll tell you one thing, it's super hard to get off of it once you're hooked. And it's happening to too many people, too many folks. And even when you think it can't happen to your loved ones, you gotta check that box again and take a second look to who's gonna put a stop to it. Because I used to think that too. I used to think that, just say no, you know. And then my little sister got hooked on it. Luckily, she was able to get off of it. But it took pretty much 10 years of her life, her whole 20s, pretty much, to fight this addiction and get off of it. And she's now in recovery. And now she'll be in recovery for the rest of her life, trying to, you know, maintain and you know, get back what she lost, what was taken from her. Her identity was gone. Not because it was stolen, because it was poisoned. And she forgot who she was. And anybody that knows somebody fighting addiction, when they look at that person and see the struggle on their face, they know that person's lost, and they know that's not the younger brother or sister that they once knew. And you know, it's just heart cringy when you see these government officials make any kind of big policy statement, or you know, they get in front of a camera, because the one thing you never see them do is never talk about the drug problems that we're having in America right now. You know, it's already bad enough that we're in a pandemic still, and you know, the way that they handled that, and you know, it's sad. The amount of people I've seen relapse due to this pandemic. And now, you know, we got open borders where we just got this poison just flying across the freaking border. You know, it's gonna hit our community, and it's gonna hit our community hard. And And I don't ever see our government talking about how they're going to fix that. At least not this administration. And so, you know, I just wanted to kind of get that off my chest. Kind of been thinking about it for a minute. And when I saw Kamala Harris at the border, you know, I didn't hear anything about how she was going to fix that problem. You know, and we got a lot of problems in America right now. But, you know, I don't see them trying to tackle any of the problems that need to be tackled. I don't see them even touching those problems or even concerned about that. They're more concerned about poisoning the minds of you and I and dividing America by color and political views. You know, we gotta learn to love everybody. And I feel like that's what makes America great, is when we love everybody, no matter who you are. Only God can judge us, and you know, we can't let our government control our lives like the way they're trying to do. And we gotta work together to help each one another get out of this dark hole that our government wants to keep us in, so that they can look like the superheroes. Because behind closed doors, they're the most horrible peoples that I've seen. And the poison that they're trying to spread, and you know, they'll never take accountability for anything. This administration, at least. And that's why it's important for us to open our eyes and do our research, because I have tons of family members that have relapsed or are dealing with recovery or addiction. And you know, I don't see our government even talking about those issues. But anyways, just trying to get that out of my chest. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please share this. You can find this on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, any of the big podcast platforms. Get the message out. Let's let our government know that these are concerning issues that we have, and you know, they need to start paying attention to this shit. And paying attention to the real issues of America, instead of stop trying to fabricate bullshit to shove down our throats and our kids' throats, to destroy the minds and our country that we represent and love. And you know, this is one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. So fuck what they're talking about. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.